Thousands of FAA workers and contractors will stay home again today. The agency continues to operate in a partial shutdown mode. Congress still hasn't worked out differences over that FAA authorization bill. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood joining us now live with an update. Secretary LaHood, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Hey, good morning.
Where do things stand now? We are starting to hear word that this could be a prolonged shutdown.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. We're continuing to try to persuade Congress to come together and pass a what we call a clean extension bill, the 21st clean extension bill, the same as they've done on 20 other occasions, without putting controversial matters into the bill that would allow 4,000 FAA employees to go back to work, that would allow construction jobs all over the country worth millions of dollars. And these construction jobs are jobs that are employing people that are in one of the highest unemployment sectors in the country. But to have 4,000 of our people away from their desks, away from their offices, not working, not able to collect a paycheck, is just is not right, particularly given the fact that Congress on 20 other occasions have passed a clean bill.
Now, are you getting any support from the White House? Because they're embroiled in the much larger debate, if you will, about the debt ceiling. Is anybody thinking about FAA besides you and the FAA?
We have been to two meetings at the White House, one yesterday and one Friday, and we have been in a room full of people. There is a great deal of interest on the part of the president and his team on behalf of federal workers. And these meetings have lasted until we have strategized in terms of how we continue to work with Congress, how we continue to work with stakeholders around the country who are affected by this layoff. The White House has been tremendous and provided great leadership. We have another meeting today at 10:30. We will continue to pressure Congress, and we will use stakeholders from around the country, whether they be laid off construction workers or others, to persuade Congress to come back to the table, work out an agreement, which could be done very quickly. Congress in the past has passed these short-term extensions very quickly, and there's no reason why they couldn't do it today. They're in town. They're on Capitol Hill. They could come together quickly, and Senator Rockefeller, the chairman of the Commerce Committee, has asked Chairman Mica to convene a conference committee, which he could do very quickly today, pass a clean bill, and have our 4,000 federal employees who are not receiving a paycheck, they're not at the offices, come back to work very quickly, and thousands of construction workers could go back to work on very important airport construction projects immediately.
We are talking with Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Let's look to the future. Let's say they do resolve this and everybody's happy again. How will the FAA then put those workers back on the job?
Well, it will be very easy to get our folks back to work. They can, our 4,000 employees could come back with a phone call just simply saying that the funds have been restored, the extension has been granted. And contractors could call their own workers back to work on the construction site. They've been laid off one day now. We don't want this to go another day. We want it to be resolved today. Congress is in session. Congress could act very quickly the way they've done on 20 other occasions and get our folks back to work and get these construction workers back to work. The highest unemployment sector in the country right now are the construction trades. Why, you know, if Congress continues to talk about wanting to provide jobs, I hear members of Congress saying, oh, jobs are the most important thing. Well, why would they want thousands of construction workers out of work, out of good paying jobs, when construction sites are ready, available, and these folks are ready to go back to work?
Now, the FAA workers themselves, when they come back, will they be entitled to back pay?
That will be up to Congress to decide that. We certainly are going to press for that very hard. We've made it clear to our employees we will press Congress very hard for retroactive pay for these folks.
And I wanted to ask you about NextGen. That's a project of the FAA itself. And I presume that work has stopped on that. Does that have the same consequence as construction stoppage? And what's going on with the next gen that you have been working on for so long?
Next gen is in the research phase, and that many of these people were working on next generation technology, particularly people in our New Jersey facility where we do a lot of research, and particularly people here in Washington. Those folks have been laid off. There is no work going on next gen technology. Congress has complained in the past that it's going to take us too long to get to next gen. Well, this even extends it further if our folks cannot continue to work on their important research to make this happen.
Meanwhile, is there any risk at all that some workers might not be reinstated, that this could lead to permanent layoffs at the FAA?
Absolutely not. These people have full-time positions. They're some of our most experienced people. They're some of our most capable people. They're some of the most hardworking federal employees that I've ever met in the 35 years that I've been in public service. They're good people. They don't deserve this. We have the best aviation system in the world because of these people. And they certainly don't deserve this kind of treatment. They deserve to have their jobs back so they can continue to receive a paycheck and take care of their families.
Now, for a lot of those 35 years of your own public service, you were a colleague of some of the Republicans and Democrats in the House. When you talk to them away from the cameras and away from the limelight, what are they telling you? I mean, you worked right next door to them 3 years ago.
They tell us, they tell me personally that they believe that I'm correct in this. They tell me that it's up to a couple of people in leadership to call a meeting, to put the bill before Congress, and they'd be willing to vote for it.
Finally, we wanted to ask you about what workers at the FAA should be watching for over the next several days, the next several weeks, what advice you might have for them, as they're really just watching and waiting. There's not much they can do. What would you advise they do?
What I would advise they do is to be patient and to know that we are working 24/7 to persuade Congress to meet immediately, to pass a bill immediately so they can come back to work. I know it's very difficult for them. It would be very difficult for any person to go without a paycheck to worry about, particularly given the fact that here we are coming up on opportunities, I'm sure, for people who thought they were going to take a family vacation, for people who are thinking about their children going back to school in less than a month. Many schools will start mid-August. This is a big worry, and we're asking people to hang in there with us while we work 24/7 to persuade Congress to take care of this.
Ray LaHood is the Secretary of Transportation. Always great to have you on, and good luck.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
And you can hear this interview again. Find links to all of the latest going on with the FAA at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.